All right, everyone, ready to dive into a topic that's probably on a lot of people's minds.
Oh, definitely. I'd say so.
Workplace romance.
Yeah.
Always a bit of a tricky one, right?
It can be.
And we're really lucky because we've got this awesome article here called Navigating Workplace Romance:
Okay.
Balancing Professionalism and Personal Connection from the Popcorn Hour blog.
Nice.
Yeah. So, it can be great, can be a minefield.
Yeah.
We're going to break it all down. Benefits, the risks, and how to handle it.
Sounds good.
So, you're at work. It's supposed to be all about, your career.
Yeah.
But sometimes, sparks fly.
They do. They do. It's interesting, isn't it? Because it's like this environment that's supposed to be all buttoned up and professional,
Right.
and then suddenly you've got these feelings developing.
Yeah.
And I think the article makes a really great point about that shared understanding you get when you work closely with someone.
Yeah.
You're both in the trenches together, facing the same deadlines,
Yeah.
same pressures. Totally.
And that can definitely create a bond, a strong bond.
Yeah, and it's not just about, being in the trenches together, but having someone who just gets it.
Right.
Like, they understand the stresses of your job.
Absolutely.
I remember when I was working in advertising, the only person who could actually calm me down after like a crazy client meeting was a coworker who understood that world,
Yeah.
And having that support system at work, especially when things are high pressure, can be so valuable.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not just about the feeling, the emotional support either.
Yeah.
It can actually have a real impact on, your work.
Oh, interesting. There's actually research showing that couples who work together, they tend to be more in sync, problem solving, decision making. They can kind of anticipate each other's moves, and they work more efficiently as a team.
Wow.
So it's not just good for them, it's good for the whole team, the company even.
So we've got the warm and fuzzy,
Yeah.
but let's be real, sometimes it goes bad.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It definitely can.
And then it can be really, really bad. The article talks about all those potential issues like conflicts of interest,
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
favoritism.
And it's not even just about actual favoritism, It's the perception.
Oh,
Even
right.
if you're being completely fair, if people think you're showing favoritism,
Yeah.
that's damaging.
Yeah, totally.
Let's say you're dating your manager and you get a promotion, even if you totally deserve it,
Yeah.
other people might see it differently.
Right.
And that creates resentment, distrust. Not good.
Not good at all. So how do we avoid this?
Well, the article, it stresses company policies. That's your first line of defense, really.
Oh, right. The rule book.
Exactly. And they're there for a reason. It's not just to be a buzzkill. They're there to
Wow.
protect everyone, the individuals and the company.
Yeah.
So you need to know the rules. Consent, disclosure, potential consequences, all that.
Okay, so you've read the company handbook.
Right.
You're feeling that spark with a colleague.
Right.
How do you even know if they feel the same?
That is the question, isn't it? It's like a subtle dance.
Yeah.
The article mentions eye contact, teasing,
Okay.
how often you interact,
Right.
but you have to be careful about
Oh,
misinterpretations.
yeah, for
Yeah.
sure. You don't want to like read into a smile too much.
Right. Exactly. It could just be friendly.
Yeah, exactly.
It's about looking for a pattern, not just one thing.
Okay, that's really good
And
advice.
context matters too.
Oh yeah.
A late night work session, it creates a different atmosphere.
Okay, makes sense. So let's say you figured it out.
Right.
Feelings are mutual. You're a thing.
Okay.
How do you date a coworker without everyone knowing your business?
Well, professionalism, that's key.
Okay.
You've got to find that balance, expressing affection but respecting the workplace.
Right.
The article talks a lot about boundaries, avoiding PDA,
Yeah.
very important.
No one wants to see that.
You don't want to make people uncomfortable, and you don't want to be the office gossip.
Right.
So discretion is key.
So no PDA, no mushy emails,
Definitely not.
and no fighting in the break room.
That's a good one to avoid. It's really about finding ways to connect that don't disrupt things.
Okay.
Think respectful affection.
Respectful affection.
Not a reality show.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
We've talked boundaries, discretion. What about what are the big ones? Conflicts of interest.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. Especially when there's a power dynamic, like a boss and a subordinate.
Yeah.
That's when you have to be really transparent, communicate with your employer. It might mean restructuring things, reporting lines, maybe even someone changing roles.
Wow. Okay. So it's not just about being discreet with your partner, but being upfront with your employer.
Right. You have to work together to find a solution that works for everyone,
yeah.
ethically, fairly.
And this isn't a one-time conversation.
Right.
No.
No, definitely not. It's an ongoing thing. Relationships change, careers change. You need to be able to adapt.
So communication is key.
Hey.
But what does that actually mean? What should you be talking about?
Well, it's more than just how was your day.
Right.
You need to be able to talk about expectations, boundaries,
yeah.
how you handle challenges together at work and outside of work.
Oh, that's good. That's a lot to think about.
It is, but it's important. It's about building a strong foundation, you know, for your relationship, for your careers.
So it sounds like navigating a workplace romance, it takes a lot of maturity.
It does.
Self-awareness.
Absolutely.
And really open communication.
With each other and with your employer. That's key.
Okay. Now, what happens when, you know, things don't work out? Breakups.
Breakups. That's a whole other challenge.
Right. Because you still have to see each other.
Exactly. The article talks about this, and it's not easy.
Yeah.
But even in a breakup, professionalism is key. Clear boundaries, respectful communication, focus on your work.
So no dramatic scenes?
No, not at work.
No passive-aggressive emails?
Best to avoid that.
Okay, so basically take the high road. Even when it's hard.
Yes, that's it. And if it's too difficult, don't be afraid to reach out to HR. They can help.
Okay, good advice. So we've talked about you and your romantic interest, but what about everyone else?
The coworkers, the bystanders.
Yeah, yeah, they play a role too, right?
They do. They can either create a supportive environment, you know, or they can make things really tough. Gossip. Negativity. It can be like high school all over again.
Yeah. Oh, I can imagine. So I guess the takeaway there is if you're a coworker observing a workplace romance, just be mindful, right?
Yeah. Be supportive if you can.
Yeah.
And if you can't, at least try to stay out of it.
Yeah.
It's about respect, understanding.
Okay. That's great advice.
Yeah.
All right, Deep Divers, that wraps up part one of our look at workplace romance.
There's definitely a lot to consider, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a lot more complicated than I think people realize.
Yeah.
But we'll be back with part two soon, so stay tuned.
Welcome back to our deep dive on workplace romance. I feel like we just scratched the surface.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack, right? Yeah. I mean, we talked about the company policies, the importance of communication, being discreet.
Right, the basics.
But then there's this whole other layer, like the unwritten rules.
Ah, yes. The unspoken code.
Exactly. So what are some of those things that aren't necessarily in the handbook but can really make or break a workplace romance?
Well, I think a big one, and this might seem obvious, is PDA, public displays of affection.
Right.
Now, in some workplaces, maybe holding hands is okay or a quick hug.
Yeah.
But in others, it's a complete no-no.
Right. I can see how that could make people uncomfortable.
Exactly. And it's not even just about what you're doing. It's how it's perceived. What you might think is discreet, someone else might find, you know, unprofessional.
Totally. So no making out by the water cooler.
Probably a good rule of thumb.
Okay. Good to know. But what about, like, after work drinks or office parties? How do you navigate that when you're dating a colleague?
I think it's even more important to be mindful then. You can socialize together, but keep that professional distance.
Okay.
It's still work, even if it's after hours.
Right, right. So no sneaking off for a secret rendezvous.
Probably best to avoid that.
Okay. But what about, like, just hanging out with a group of colleagues? Can you be openly affectionate then?
It really depends on the company culture.
Okay.
In some places, it might be fine.
Yeah.
But in others, it could be seen as inappropriate or even create a sense of favoritism.
So I guess when in doubt, err on the side of caution.
Yeah, read the room.
Okay, read the room. Got it. Now, here's something I've been thinking about. It can be so tempting to vent to your partner about work.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially when they get it.
They understand the struggle.
Yeah, exactly. But is that a good idea?
Well, it can be tricky because you start blurring those lines between work life and personal life.
Right.
And that can create stress in the relationship.
Yeah, you're never really off the clock.
It's about finding that balance, having those times where you're just a couple, not coworkers.
Okay. So maybe have a no work talk rule for date night.
That's a good idea.
Or limit the venting to like 5 minutes, then move on to something else.
Set those boundaries.
Yeah, make it intentional. All right. So we talked about PDA, keeping work at work. What other unwritten rules should people be aware of?
Hmm. This might sound counterintuitive, but I think it's important to maintain your own individual identities.
Oh, interesting.
It's easy to get caught up in the we when you're in a relationship, especially when you work together.
Right.
But you need to have your own things too. Hobbies, friends, interests.
So you're not just that couple.
Exactly. It keeps things fresh, you know?
Yeah.
And it makes you a more well-rounded person, which is good for the relationship too.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. We've talked about a lot of potential pitfalls. Is there anything we haven't covered yet? Something people should be really cautious about?
I think it's important to remember the ethical considerations, especially when power dynamics are involved.
Oh, right. We haven't really touched on that. So when we talk about power dynamics, we're talking about like a boss dating a subordinate.
Yeah, that's a classic example. But it can also be, you know, a senior executive and a junior employee, or a mentor and a mentee.
Okay, so one person has more authority.
Exactly. And that can create some tricky situations.
Yeah. So what are the ethical concerns there?
Well, the biggest one is the potential for exploitation. Even if the relationship is consensual, that power imbalance can make things feel coercive.
Right, right. It's like, even if someone doesn't intend to abuse their power, it can still happen.
Exactly. And it's not just about the individuals. It impacts the whole workplace. If people think someone's getting special treatment because of who they're dating, that's not good.
It creates a sense of unfairness.
Exactly. It erodes trust.
Yeah. It's like, it's not what you know, it's who you're dating.
Yeah. And that's not a good environment for anyone.
So how do you address those power dynamics? What can people do?
Transparency is key. Talk to your partner. Talk to your employer.
Okay.
It might mean restructuring things, changing reporting lines, maybe even someone changing roles.
So sometimes the best way to protect the relationship and your careers is to create some distance at work.
It can be a tough decision, but sometimes it's the right one.
Yeah. Doing the right thing isn't always easy.
And even if you're not in a relationship with someone who has more power, you still have to be mindful. Avoid anything that could look like favoritism.
So it's not just about avoiding conflicts of interest. It's about avoiding the perception of a conflict.
Exactly. It's about your professional reputation and your ethics.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. We've covered a lot of ground here. Unwritten rules, power dynamics, ethical consideration.
It's a lot to think about.
It is. So, deep divers, as we get ready to wrap things up, I want you to think about this. What are your non-negotiables? When it comes to workplace romance, what are the things you would never compromise?
That's a great question. We'll be back in a moment to discuss that and wrap up our deep dive.
Welcome back. We've been talking all about the ins and outs of a workplace romance.
Lots of twists and turns, right?
Definitely. And before the break, we asked you to think about your own non-negotiables. Like, when it comes to workplace romance, what are your deal breakers?
Yeah, the things you just won't budge on. I'm curious to know what our listeners came up with. For me, self-awareness is huge. Got to be honest with yourself, you know?
Yeah, about what?
Your motivations, your emotional maturity. Can you really separate your feelings from work decisions?
Right, because if not, you could get swept up in the romance and make some bad choices.
Exactly, and that can damage your career, your reputation.
Yeah, no one wants that. So self-awareness, check. What else? What's another must-have?
Honest communication with your partner.
Okay, yeah, that seems basic.
It is, but people mess it up. And I don't just mean the flirty stuff. I mean those tough conversations. Expectations, boundaries, how you'll handle disagreements at work and in your personal lives.
Oh, that's smart. Because in a workplace romance, things will get complicated sometimes.
Oh, for sure. What if you have to work on a project together? What if one of you gets promoted?
Yeah, that changes the whole dynamic.
If you haven't laid that groundwork of communication, things can go south fast.
Okay, so we've got self-awareness, we've got communication. What's the third leg of this stool?
Professionalism, always.
Okay, yeah. Seems like a no-brainer.
It should be, but you'd be surprised. Remember, you're there to do a job.
Right.
Your relationship shouldn't affect your work or your team.
So no PDA. No gossiping about your relationship.
Definitely not.
And no letting your personal feelings cloud your judgment at work.
Exactly. Show everyone you can be a good partner and a good employee.
You know, it's funny. Thinking back to that article from the Popcorn Hour.
Uh-huh.
They kept talking about balance.
Oh, yeah.
Finding that balance between, you know, being connected to your partner, but also being professional.
It's like walking a tightrope.
It is. But if you can manage it, it seems like it's worth it.
For the right people, absolutely.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want everyone listening to really think about what we've talked about. Finding love at work, it's possible.
Mm.
but it's not something to jump into blindly.
Go in with your eyes open. Communicate. Be professional.
And be kind to yourselves, to your partner, to your colleagues. That's all for this episode of The Deep Dive. Thanks for listening.